Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
On a morning like this, how do you not go cold shot from Stevie Ray Vaughan? Sean.
Fair point. I just like Pride and Joy a lot. Pride and Joy, so I wanted to play that one.
Curtis, feels like or is 17 out?
Feels like.
Feels like. Okay. All right.
Should I play Edge of 17 next then, Greg?
You can if you'd like, if you're a Stevie Nicks fan, absolutely. Absolutely, Sean. By the way, Courtney has the news coming up in about 45 minutes or so at 7:45, and awful news for Courtney's parents and for swingers all over America.
They're not swingers. So we have new listeners all the time. My parents, not swingers.
They live in a swingers community.
Nope. Our neighborhood, when I was growing up, seemed to have some swingers, mm-hmm. and they do not live in a swingers community in Florida. Okay. There was a swingers community nearby.
There's a nude pool club in their neighborhood.
Yes, we know about that.
In Florida. Yeah. So that says to me, that equals swingers.
They just seem to find themselves, Courtney says, there's one nearby, they lived in a neighborhood. Like, it seems they find themselves in the proximity of swingers constantly.
They didn't know about the swingers pool near their place. We told them about it.
Okay. Well, that's what they told you, Courtney.
There is this morning some breaking bad news for swingers, and we'll get to that and the rest of the news coming up.
Is there swinger rules like there are for crashers, like rule 5, never leave a crasher behind? Like, I feel like that would be similar. Probably. Like, if you were a swinger, you would have to feign ignorance when people asked you about it.
I think you're not allowed to show up solo dolo.
Right.
Like, I think you have to have...
have an appetizer.
Now all of a sudden, they've never heard. I think there are plenty of guys out there that, and women, whether they're called unicorns. I love how people don't know.
What's a unicorn?
I think that's like a single person who's in a truple.
A throuple?
No one has ever seen Sister Wives. Oh, is that the name of the show?
I know a different unicorn.
Okay.
Right. Also, I think swingers are pretty public about it. I once got accosted on a boat because I was wearing a bathing suit that had pineapples on it.
Oh, yes.
And somebody accused me of being a swinger.
What's a first down? Never even heard.
What are you talking about?
I love how people don't know what it is, but they watch football every Sunday. It's a first down. I've never heard of that before.
You are a weirdo. All right.
Haven't you had many threesomes thrown your way?
Yeah.
And foursomes?
I have been invited to participate in many threesomes.
Right, but his were at Granite Links.
All right. Anyway, we are going to get to They Said It coming up in about 15 minutes at 7:20. And we will certainly discuss the Juan Soto news from John Heyman. But we have a couple leads left. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. I'll make mine quick. So I'm excited because I think it's down to two teams when we talk about Juan Soto. In my opinion, it's the Red Sox and the Mets.
Yep.
That is it. We kind of know what the minimum, bid for Juan Soto is. You had been saying it for a while, Greg, $600 million. That's what it's looking like. And it seems like the Red Sox, or at least the reports out there, they have been one of the aggressive teams along with the Mets, the Yankees. There's been whispers about them not wanting to go up to that price. Toronto could potentially be another team, but I know, Greg, you talked about why would he then want to go to Toronto. I think two great landing spots. We know he loves Pedro. We know he loves Big Poppy. The question is, does he feel like he can come to Boston and have more success and be on a better team than if he was to go to the Mets? And I think right now, I know the Mets made the postseason, but if you can get a guy like Juan Soto, you are right back in the mix of being a real contender, because you see it in baseball all the time.
Do you believe that the millionaire's tax factors in at all? When it comes
no, because
to
New York is, their tax rate is pretty damn high, I believe, as well.
They and don't have a specific millionaire.
No, they tax. Don't, but I
we only have that here in Massachusetts right. Where we hate successful people.
Right, right. No, I think when you're talking about a state like New York and Massachusetts, I don't think it makes a major difference. If it's a state like if the, you know, Astros or the Rangers were involved, then you might look at it and go, oh, not only will I save on state tax, but also I'll save on this millionaire tax.
Speaking of taxes, the Dodgers yesterday hit a new high watermark when it comes to deferred payments.
I was literally just going to say that. Wild. Yeah, wild number.
$1 billion.
So there's no way they could be in on them because they've already, like you said, they got a ton of money that's going to be coming out of their pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, that. If you're the Red Sox, why wouldn't you dip your toe in that?
Like, you should.
You would need the player to agree to it, though.
Right. But
these guys are agreeing. Blake Snell is being paid till like 2045 or something by the Dodgers.
I'm not doing it. I want my money.
Who cares, though?
I do. Like, I want my money.
No, but they give you a big payment up
front. No, I know that. Like, but then they get the majority of it, right?
You'd have to look it up, Curtis, but I think they're giving in January, they're giving Blake Snell $52 million or something, and that is, for whatever the reason, because it's a one-time payment thing or something, that's not taxed, I think. You would have to look that up.
Yeah, it says it includes a $52 million signing bonus.
Right.
Yeah, so.
So.
And it says, and I'm not kidding, a hotel suite on road trips, which is always good.
Is that true? That's a part of the sentence
before the signing bonus. The ESPN story says he also gets a hotel suite on road trips.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I feel like I know I'm a sucker, and Curtis says I'm naive, but I think the Red Sox are right there and in this thing.
They are.
Okay, today, are they signing him?
Today?
Do you think they're signing him?
I think they are. I think they are going to go as high as the Mets will go. Yep. I think it's up to Juan Soto.
Why wouldn't they go a couple million more?
Go a million more. Maybe it's not about the money. Maybe it's where he thinks, like the park that he thinks that he can be he can hit the ball best in.
Likes ineffective public transit.
Yeah.
Stick with it. Just go all in. I think that they're going to sign him.
Yeah, I don't think the money's going to be a major issue.
If it's up to him to pick, though, hasn't Greg been beating the drum that he is obsessed with David Ortiz, loves the Red Sox?
Right.
So
I don't think the money's going to be an issue, because if we know what the minimum is and we know, or if the Red Sox are still in, then that means they're willing to go up. Like, if they're at $600 million, what the hell is $620 million? Or 625 when you start to look at where the money potentially could get to. I know there was some rumor, I forget the baseball player who said he was looking for $660 million. But once you get past $600 million, why not go up an extra 60? Yeah.
And here are the updated odds from covers. I don't know what that is. But the Mets are the favorite at plus 100, the Yankees plus 150, and then the Red Sox plus 200. After that, it's the Dodgers at plus 850. So it's a three-team race. I saw a report from Yes yesterday that said that it was likely going to be one of the two New York teams. There's been a lot of reports out of the Dominican that are more towards Soto and the Red Sox. So
yeah. All right. Well, think about it. Two things could happen. Red Sox get Juan Soto, and Major League Baseball adopts the golden bat rule. And if those two things could happen, what a season it is going to be.
Pretty cool.
The golden bat rule, that is what Greg used at my wedding.
That is not.
Hey!
That is.
It's a pretty good rule.
That
is not.
He is like the Golden Bachelor, so the Golden Bat.
Right. It was more of a fungo.
That is not that. All right.
That means Greg's our best hitter. Well, he was your best hitter at the wedding.
Wiggy, thank you. Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, thank you. I have two things. Before I get to my actual lead, I have a lead update. Because I had a lead this week about Sophie Rain on OnlyFans and the fact that she had made over $40 million her first year on OnlyFans. She I think my lead was asking where's this money coming from? Because in this economy, things are tough. She yesterday went public and shared that one of her OnlyFans, one apparently very wealthy and perhaps very lonely soul, gave her $4.7 million last year.
Not bad.
One person?
Yeah. Yes.
Not
in
bad.
One yes. Lump sum? Or
No. Throughout this.
Over the year.
Yeah. He, I think he probably believes that he is her boyfriend.
Yes. For $4 million? He better be.
No, that's what they do. So, it's a mind game that they play. She's probably sending him, lingerie.
Teasers.
And worn panties and all. I mean, these guys will buy anything.
Thank God you're not like these other perverts on OnlyFans.
Right.
They better have met.
$4 million?
You
think she's going to meet some psycho?
She owes him to go out to dinner.
She knows if she meets this guy, she's going to be in a basement locked up for 10 years.
She's
not
going
to meet no psycho.
It's a weird way to spell Charlie, isn't it?
Charlie.
Yeah.
Subscribed for 11 months.
Yep.
$4.4 million in tips.
Yep.
Messages, he spent over $278,000.
She's probably giving him FaceTime.
His subscription number's only $84.
You know when they do
maybe he just has tons of money and doesn't care.
Yeah, he's got tons of
money. But, what does a guy like that think he's getting for the investment of $4.7 million?
Greg?
God, that is
do we have to spell it out? What he thinks he's getting?
But he's not getting it.
No, he's not, but he thinks he's going to get it at some point in time.
What a gigantic waste of $4.7 million.
Him, he's probably loaded. He's probably like, hey, listen, you wanna fly out to Dubai?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I want to go. He's like, all right, we'll go this weekend. She's like, but I can't go this weekend. Can you get me a ticket for next weekend?
I mean, it's nuts. Absolutely nuts. All right, anyway.
Woo! Wow.
Yesterday, Nick Caserio went off on the NFL.
Who?
Because of the suspension that they gave to his player. Here's what Nick Caserio had to say.
Quite frankly, it's unfair. And I'd say one of the biggest issues that, and I probably speak for a lot of teams, that's all teams ask for is consistency from the league. And I'd say in this situation, I mean, quite frankly, there's no consistency at all relative to the level of discipline that's been handed down. So we're going to say Aziz Al-Shaair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Who, nobody embodies our program more than Aziz. What he's about, what he's been through, you all know his story. There's not a more selfless individual, more about the team, who's earned the respects, that represents everything that we want this program to be about. I mean, this morning he was at a United Way event. So we're talking about some of the commentary that has been made about his character, about the person that he is, about what his intentions are, from people that, quite frankly, don't know anything about Aziz Alshaier, okay? And for the league to make some of the commentary that he made about lack of sportsmanship, lack of coachability, lack of paying attention to the rules, quite frankly, it's embarrassing. So I think the big thing from our – and they're talking about a player who's never been suspended, never been ejected. So now we're saying that he's going to be suspended for 3 games?
Did he choke anybody out at the United Way event, or does he only do that to Tom Brady, Curtis?
Only Brady.
Only Brady?
But Brady's on my side as far as my rule.
Well, I understand that. We can go back and forth, and if we want to make changes when it comes to quarterbacks and you know, how they slide and what the – fine. But the dude is a dirty player. In countless examples right in front of you, including this season with Caleb Williams. So don't stand up there and act like he's a model citizen. I appreciate you supporting your guy, but...
He was, also on the sideline and he punched somebody. He wasn't even in the play.
Yes. Like, give me a break.
Yeah.
Like, we can all see. We all have eyes, Nick Caserio. Yeah.
Well, it's time to remove that from the game of football. It's the same way where, like, a punt returner can't throw up a fair catch signal late. So in this thing, because we've seen so many of it and quarterbacks do take advantage of it, you now have a 5-yard halo. If you don't slide before that 5-yard halo, then guess what? You are fair game.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
He didn't, you know, I'll grant that he didn't know that Trevor Lawrence was going to end up concussed and in the fencing pose, but that doesn't matter. Like, he knew what he was doing. 3 games is light. I think you said that. You said 3 games was light yesterday on this show.
And we keep going back to when he did it on Caleb Williams, and it's like, well, he didn't get anything for that, and so he's going to keep doing something. What do they say? The definition of insanity is doing something over and over again, expecting something different.
Yeah.
If you allow him to keep doing this without any penalty, any suspension, loss of any money, then he's going to keep doing it. So 3 games, I think that's light.
All right. Those are our leads this morning. Coming up at 9, Mega will be with us on a Celtics Wednesday. And here is Courtney and what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins get a win in overtime at the TD Garden, taking down the Red Wings 3-2. Pavel Zacha got the game winner, and the guys improved to 5-2 under Joe Sacco. A back-to-back for the Bees. They have the Blackhawks in Chicago tonight. Puck drop is at 7:30. Here at home, the Celtics have the Pistons at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7:30. And the Seas, finding out their fate last night, they were eliminated from the NBA Cup as the Knicks beat the Magic 121-106. They needed the Knicks to lose or to beat the Magic by at least 38 points. Congratulations are in order for Jason Tatum, who was named Eastern Conference Player of the Month for October and November. And now for the NBA Cup, we've got the East. Bucks taking on the Magic and the Knicks taking on the Hawks, while in the West, the Thunder have the Mavs and the Rockets have the Warriors. The Red Sox and free agent pitcher Aroldis Chapman have agreed to a one-year deal worth $10.75 million.
I didn't know this about him, but and I didn't even know that there was this platform existed. But he's a big Only Moms guy, Curtis. Which is apparently,
that was strange.
apparently, spends a lot of money there.
Yeah. Yeah. Curtis, you said cop a feel. He cops multiple.
Yeah.
He goes for both breasts.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. He's looking for some milk or something.
That is
very strange.
Celebrate the season at the 99 restaurant with friends, family, and our incredible New York strip and lobster casserole. A tender flame broiled 8-ounce New York strip paired with a rich, delicious, buttery lobster casserole. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Fire it, Shine. Snow is coming to the region. Communities east of 95 will likely see mostly rain, a little bit of snow tomorrow. But between I-95 and 495, you could see a coating to an inch. Western Mass could see upwards of a half a foot of snow.
What?
Tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
Is that like overnight into tomorrow morning?
It's going to start as rain. It's going to get cold as a cold front comes down from Alberta. And we're going to get socked up in the mountainous region of this wonderful state.
Okay.
So to our friends in Western Mass, as Dime would call it, Dime Double Nickel, look out for some snow.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.